الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، أما بعد. Alhamdulillah, we start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to meet with our brothers and sisters. And my talk today is concerning the methodology of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wa salam in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The methodology of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I just want to make a quick note just in case anyone is confused. This is not actually a chapter from the book of Al-Shaykh Al-Allama Rabi' ibn Hadi Al-Madkhali, hafidhahullah ta'ala, even though that book is very beneficial. And I'm sure, alhamdulillah, in the previous lessons and lectures, the brothers and sisters benefited immensely from it. However, this is a summary that I put together with regards to the methodology of this Prophet in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this topic, بالذات in itself, is very important because الدعوة إلى الله عز وجل, calling to Allah, is worship. Remember, the definition of worship is ismun jami'un li kulli ma yuhibbuhu Allah wa yardah min al-aqwali wa al-a'mal al-zahira wa al-batina. Worship is a comprehensive term used to describe everything that Allah loves and is pleased with, from the statements and the actions, those that are present within the heart and those that are apparent upon the limbs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ. Say, O Muhammad, this is my path, I'll call to Allah upon knowledge. And in order for worship to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has to meet two conditions. It has to be done with sincerity, that we do that act solely for Allah azza wa jal, seeking His face and His reward. Not for any worldly gain, not for any worldly benefit, only seeking the face of Allah Azza wa Jal. Secondly, it has to be done in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we know, as we find in the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu an, where he said that the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, Ana awla an-nas bi ibn Maryam. I am the nearest of the people to the son of Mary, meaning to Jesus. والأنبياء أولاد علات. And the prophets are brothers. And we find in a narration, but they have different mothers. And their religion is one. ليس بيني وبينه نبي. And there has been no prophet between me and him, meaning Jesus. So the religion of the prophets, meaning the foundation, is one. And this is the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we will see inshallah ta'ala from this lecture. As for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, then in brief, then he is the son of Maryam, the son of Mary, who was the daughter of Imran. And Isa is a servant of Allah and his messenger. He is Abdullah wa Rasuluh, one of the five messengers distinguished for their dedication and struggle, ulul azm. And that which is correct, wallahu a'lam, because there is a difference of opinion of the scholars with regards to who exactly Ulul Azm are. They are five: Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and the seal of them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam was the last messenger before our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was the last prophet of the children of Israel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jesus to the children of Israel after they deviated from the methodology of Allah that Musa came with, that Allah Azza wa Jal sent Musa with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jesus to the children of Israel to call them to worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone and warn against shirk. And Jesus reminded them about the guidance and clear proofs that Musa came with. And this is evident, brothers and sisters, that the methodology of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was a methodology where he called to a tawheed. That was the foundation of his call. Because it is the foundation of al-Islam. And Islam in the general sense is al-istislam lillahi bit-tawheed. To submit and surrender to Allah Azza wa Jal with a tawheed. And it is the religion of all of the prophets and the messengers, from the first of them to the last of them, from Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, from the messenger Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, all the way until the final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jesus' call, Isa's call and methodology was clear from the very beginning. His first words spoken when he was in the cradle were a call to a tawheed and an encouragement to establish the prayer and give zakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us in the Quran, in Surah Maryam, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيًّا. Jesus said, these were his first words, the first words that came from his tongue when he was in the cradle. He said, verily I'm a slave of Allah. إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. Alhamdulillah, a clear da'wah to a tawheed and a refutation of the Christians. Jesus said, verily I am a slave of Allah. He has given me the scripture and made me a prophet. And he has made me blessed wherever I may be. And he has ordered me to pray and give zakah as long as I live. Al-Allama Shanqiti rahimahullah, the famous mufassir in Adwa al-Bayan, Tafsir al-Quran bil-Quran, he mentions a beautiful benefit with regards to these ayat, with regards to the statement of Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam, inni abdullahi atani al-kitaba wa ja'alani nabiyya. When Jesus said, verily I'm a slave of Allah, Ash-Shanqiti rahimahullah, he said, ذكر جل وعلا في هذه الآية الكريمة أن أول كلمة نطق لهم بها عيسى وهو صبي في مهده أنه عبد الله. Allah mentioned in this noble verse that the first statement that Jesus made while he was a child in his cradle was that he was a servant of Allah. وفي ذلك أعظم زجر للنصارى أن دعواهم أنه الله أو ابنه أو إله معه. وهذه الكلمة التي نطق بها عيسى في أول خطابه لهم ذكره الله جل وعلا عنه في مواضع أخر. Allah mentioned in this noble verse that the first statement that Jesus made while he was a child in his cradle was that he was a servant of Allah. This is a heavy rebuke of the Christians due to their false claim that Jesus was Allah or his son or a deity along with him. This statement that Jesus pronounced in his first conversation with them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it about him in other places in the Quran as well. The first speech highlights the importance of what? Calling to at-tawheed. Calling to at-tawheed and likewise warning against shirk. Subhanallah al-azim. This was a miracle that Jesus uttered it in the cradle. A clear sign to establish the sole right of Allah Azza wa Jalla to be worshipped alone. And to abandon the worship of everything besides Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the da'wah of the prophets and the messengers. And Jesus was very clear in his call to the children of Israel from the very start. And the next few verses are from Surah Ali Imran. And Al-Imam Al-Sa'di rahimahullah said that at the beginning of this surah, there are over 80 and some verses in response to the Christians and a refutation of their false doctrine and an invitation for them to enter into the true religion, which is the religion of Al-Islam. And this, subhanallah, highlights the error of those who say that we do not refute errors. Kayf, how can this be the case when we have, as Al-Imam Al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, at the beginning of Surah Ali Imran, over 80 and some verses in response to the Christians and a refutation of their false doctrine and beliefs and an invitation for them to enter into the true religion, which is the religion of Al-Islam. Naam, Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam was very clear in his call to the children of Israel. Again, like the prophets that came before him, and like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that came after him. Their da'wah was one. The foundation of the religion is one. The da'wah of the people of Haqq is one. Because they imitate the prophets and the messengers. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, informing us about the statement of Isa. وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاتِ وَلِأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَجِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Jesus, he said, and I have come to you confirming what was before you of the Torah, and to make lawful for you some of what was forbidden. And I have come to you with a sign from your Lord, so fear Allah and obey me. Fear Allah and obey me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ. Truly Allah is my Lord and your Lord, so worship Him alone. Remember, subhanAllah, the prophets, they went to their people saying what? يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. My people, worship Allah. None deserves to be worshipped except Him. Here we have the same da'wah. It's one. إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ. Truly Allah is my Lord, because Isa is the servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is not Allah, he is not the son of Allah, and he is not one of the Trinity. إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ. Allah is my Lord and your Lord, Jesus said, so worship Him alone. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This is the straight path. This is the path that leads to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the path that we ask Allah to guide us to in every rak'ah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path, which is tawheed and a sunnah. A clear call, a clear message. And this is the call of every follower of the prophets and the messengers. Calling to a tawheed, warning against shirk. This is one of the clearest signs of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Qadiman wa hadithan, in the past and the present. Educating the people about a tawheed, the right of Allah Azza wa Jalla ala al-abid, upon the servant, which is to worship Him alone, and warning them against that which totally contradicts it, which is shirk, which is ibadatu ghayrillah, which is the worship of other than Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the da'wah of the people of Sunnah in every land and every place, at every time. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Jesus, the son of Mary, he was a test for the people. And there were three groups of people with regards to their belief in Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam. You had those who believed in him and followed him as a messenger and a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they had the correct belief concerning him. And alhamdulillah, the Muslims today, they have the correct belief concerning Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. However, two groups went astray in this regard. The Yahud, who rejected him and claimed that he was a child born out of fornication. And Allah Azza wa Jal refuted this false claim. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. And remember when the angels, they said, O Mary, verily Allah Azza wa Jalla has chosen you and purified you and chosen you above the women of the rest of the creation. Refutation of the accusations, the false accusations that were labeled against her, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, and refuge is sought with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we do not look to just accusations that lack any proof and evidence and that lack any correctness. The second group, the Nasara, the Christians, who exaggerated concerning Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The Nasara who exaggerated concerning Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, some said that he is Allah, wal-iyadu billah. Some said that he is the son of Allah, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And some said that he is one of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from all of these false statements. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran refuted these false claims of the Christians. And likewise, it highlights for us the da'wah in this ayah of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, Jesus, to at-tawheed. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَالْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Surely they have disbelieved those who say Allah is the Messiah, Jesus, the son of Mary. They have disbelieved. That is حُكْمُ اللَّهِ. That is the ruling of Allah Azza wa Jalla. No one can change it. No one can alter it. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَالْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Surely they have disbelieved those who say Allah is the Messiah, Jesus, the son of Mary. No man can come and change that or alter it, regardless of who they are or where they are in the world. It's clear. That verse is absolutely clear. It is not open for any misinterpretation or distortion. وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحِ, and Jesus said, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. And Jesus said, O children of Israel, again, look at the da'wah to the children of Israel. Worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. إِنُّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Verily, whoever sets up partners with Allah, whoever worships other than Allah, whoever commits shirk, look at the danger of shirk. It will ruin a person's worldly affairs and their akhirah. فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Paradise is being forbidden for them. وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. And their abode will be the fire. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. And the oppressors, meaning the polytheists, the mushrikun, they will have no helpers. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, again showing us the da'wah of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam ila tawheed and warning against shirk. وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍّ إِنْ كُنْتُ قُلْتُهُ فَقَدْ عَلِمْتَهُ تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به أن اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم وكنت عليهم شهيدا ما دمت فيهم فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم وأنت على كل شيء شهيد. And remember when Allah Azza wa Jal will say on the day of resurrection, O Jesus, son of Mary, did you say to the people, worship me and my mother as two gods besides Allah? Jesus will respond, glory be to you. Exalted are you and free of all imperfections. It was not for me to say what I had no right to say. Had I said such a thing, you would surely have known it al-ayah. And Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ. I did not say anything to them except what you commanded me to say. Na'am. Because even the prophets, they are commanded by Allah Azza wa Jal to convey the message of Allah Azza wa Jal. The message is from Allah. What did Allah command Jesus to say? Like He commanded every other prophet and messenger. And if Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them to say it, then we are commanded with it as well. مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ أَنْ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. That which Allah commanded Him to say, He informed us, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. And Jesus said, and I was a witness over them whilst I was living among them. But when you took me up, you were the watcher over them and you are witness of all things. The da'wah of Jesus was clear. A da'wah to tawheed and a warning against shirk. Likewise, brothers and sisters, with regards to this call. Na'am, like the other prophets and the messengers that called to this before him and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who called to this after him. There is harm encountered on this path. Anyone who comes with the truth, inviting to tawheed and warning against shirk, will be harmed because he opposes the corrupt beliefs and practices of the people, of deviation, of shirk and kufr, and likewise opposes the lust and the desires of the immoral. We will see patience, an example of patience on the harm encountered when calling to tawheed and warning against shirk from this story of Jesus alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, Subhanahu, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَ مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرَ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. When Jesus came to know of their disbelief, he said, who will be my helpers in Allah's cause? Na'am, brothers and sisters, all of us should be supporters, Ansar al-Tawheed wa Sunnah, supporters of Tawheed and Sunnah. We cannot be lazy. We cannot be negligent. We cannot be lackadaisical. We cannot make excuses. When Jesus came to know of their disbelief, because when Jesus called the children of Israel to Tawheed and warned them against shirk, when he called them to the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and warned them against disobedience, the enemies of the truth, those who disbelieved in him, they wanted to harm him. Naam, they wanted to harm him and they actually wanted to kill him, as we will see. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. So when Jesus came to know of their disbelief, he said, who will be my helpers in Allah's cause? The Hawariyun, the companions and the disciples of Jesus, they said, we are the helpers of Allah. We believe in Allah and bear witness that we are Muslims. Naam, look, al-Islam, Jesus was a Muslim. Musa, Moses was a Muslim. Abraham was a Muslim. Noah was a Muslim. All of the prophets and messengers were Muslims. Adam, alayhi salatu wassalam, the first prophet, was a Muslim. Because al-Islam is what? Al-Istislam lillahi bit-tawheed, in the general sense. It is to worship Allah with a tawheed. Naam, al-Islam bima'na al-khas, Islam in the specific sense, is the religion, the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. And it is that Islam about which Allah azza wa jalla said, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهِ. Whoever desires a religion other than the religion of Islam, meaning that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, it will never be accepted from them. So look, the disciples of Jesus alayhi salatu wassalam, they said, we are the helpers of Allah. We are going to support a tawheed. We are going to support you in conveying the message of Allah Azza wa Jal, calling the people to a tawheed, warning them against shirk, calling them to obedience, warning them against disobedience, warning them against misguidance and deviation. And we know, brothers and sisters, that anyone who comes with this message is going to be harmed. Waraqa ibn Nawfal, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described what happened to him when Jibril came with revelation, Waraqa, he said, Na'am lam ya'ti rajulun bima ji'ta bihi illa udhi wa in yudrikni yawmuka hayyan ansurka nasran mu'azzara. Waraqa told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no man came with what you came with except that he was harmed. He said, if I'm alive on that day, I will support you vigorously. Yes, we all need to be supporters of Tawheed and the Sunnah. And we all need to work tirelessly for this cause, promoting Tawheed and warning against Shirk, promoting Sunnah and warning against Bid'ah. Even if we work, even if we have a business, even if we have a profession, the companions, they have professions and businesses and they worked as well. That is never an excuse. Naam, they had families as well, like we have families. We cannot afford to be lazy and negligent in this da'wah. Because if we are lazy and negligent, then we can only blame our own selves. A person, لا يلومن إلا نفسه, can only blame themselves. The people of falsehood are busy, so the people of haq have to be busy. Naam, Allah Azza wa Jalla said subhanahu wa ta'ala as an encouragement for the people of al-Tawheed and al-Sunnah, the people of al-Islam, the Muslimuna in general, the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كونوا أنصار الله كما قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصاري إلى الله قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله فآمن الطائفة من بني إسرائيل وكفر الطائفة فأيدنا الذين آمنوا على عدوهم فأصبحوا ظاهرين. O you who believe, be helpers to the cause of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sa'di said, بالأقوال والأفعال, with your statements and your actions, وذلك بالقيام بدين الله. And this is by implementing the deen of Allah عز وجل. والحرص على إقامته على الغير. And likewise, you desire for and you strive for it to be established by others as well. Likewise, so As-Sa'di said, from aiding the deen of Allah عز وجل is learning the book of Allah and the sunnah of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And encouraging this, and enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. And then he said, and then Allah Azza wa Jal encouraged the believers to follow the righteous who preceded them when he said, كما قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصاري إلى الله. Just like Jesus said to his disciples, who are going to be my helpers in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal? Who's going to be my helpers? Naam. And if a person does not help and support the truth and they forsake it, they only harm themselves. They only harm themselves. Because Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala will come with the people. Allah Azza wa Jal does not need us. He is Al-Ghani Al-Hamid, the All-Rich, the one deserving of all praise. Now, if a person is blessed to be involved in calling to At-Tawheed and warning against Shirk in some capacity, shape or form, that's a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. They benefit. Allah does not need us. We need Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal informs us, Naam, if people arise with this task, if you are Ansar of Tawheed and Ansar of Sunnah, look at the natija, the result of that. فَآمَنَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. A group of them, they believed from the children of Israel because of the da'wah of Isa, Jesus, and his disciples. وَكَفَرَ طَائِفَةٌ. But a group of them disbelieved, meaning they did not accept this da'wah. فَأَيَّدْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَى عَدُوِّهِمْ. And we supported, Allah said, and we aided those who believe against their enemy. فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ. And they became victorious. Naam, they became victorious. Likewise, like who? لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. There will never cease to be a group from my nation manifest upon the truth. ظَاهِرِينَ. Naam, if we hold on to the book of Allah and the son of the Prophet ﷺ with the understanding of the companions, if we call to Tawheed and we warn against Shirk, As-Sa'di, he said, فَأَنْتُمْ يَا أُمَّةَ مُحَمَّدٍ. The meaning is, and likewise you, O nation of Muhammad, كُونُوا أَنْصَارَ اللَّهِ. Be individuals who support the cause of Allah, دُعَاتَ دِينِهِ. Be callers to his religion, and Allah Azza wa Jal will aid you and give you victory like he gave it to those who came before you, and he will give you ascendancy over your enemies. And closing on this point, حفظكم الله. Closing on this point, Muslims believe that Jesus was not killed and crucified. Though they tried to kill him and crucify him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed the image of Jesus on someone else. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة ثم إلي مرجعكم فأحكم بينكم فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون. And remember when Allah, he said, O Jesus, I will take you and raise you to myself, and I will cleanse you of those who disbelieve, and I will make those who follow you superior to those who disbelieve until the day of resurrection. And then all of you will return to me, and I will judge between you in the matters in which you used to dispute. So naam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made Jesus rise to him. Naam. And Allah azza wa jalla said, وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْهُ مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا. And because they're saying when they boast, we killed Jesus, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah. But they didn't kill him, nor did they crucify him, but the resemblance of Jesus was placed upon another man. And those who differ concerning this are full of doubts, and they follow nothing but speculation, and with certainty they didn't kill him. بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla raised Jesus up to himself, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is ever all powerful, all wise. وَإِنْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. And there is none of the people of the scripture but they believe in Isa, the son of Mary, as a messenger, na'am, as a messenger and a slave of Allah Azza wa Jal, before he, meaning Jesus alayhi salatu wa salam, before Jesus will die. And on the day of resurrection, he, Jesus, will be a witness against them. Na'am, because we believe that Jesus will come back. Na'am, because he's not dead now, he will come back. As we find in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Abu Huraira, is muttafaqun alayhi. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَيُشَكَنَّ أَنْ يَنْزِلَ فِيكُمْ إِبْنُ مَرْيَمْ حَكَمًا مُقْسِطًا فَيَكْسِرَ الصَّلِيبَ وَيَقْتُلَ الْخِنْزِيرَ وَيَضَعَ الْجِزْيَةَ وَيَضَعَ الْجِزْيَةَ وَيَفِيضُ الْمَالِ حَتَّى لَا يَقْبَلْهُ أَحَدٌ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by him in whose hand is my soul, Jesus, the son of Mary, will shortly descend among you as a just ruler, and he will break the crust, and he will kill the pigs, and abolish the jizya. Then there will be an abundance of money, and nobody will accept charitable gifts. Now, when Jesus comes back, he will die, because no person will have, barakallahu fiikum, immortality. No person is given immortality. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul shall taste death. So that, brothers and sisters, is a brief overview of the da'wah, the methodology of Jesus in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's upon us as Muslims, regardless of place, regardless of time, that we follow all of the prophets and messengers in their methodology of calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because no doubt, that is where intelligence lies, and that is where wisdom lies. And that is the only way to be successful. And if we depart from the methodology of the prophets and the messengers, and we embrace some of the man-made methodologies, like that of the Muslim Brotherhood, or like that of Tabligh, or like that of the Takfiris, or like that of other than them from the people of deviation and misguidance, then surely we will go astray, and we will do nothing but weaken this ummah, this nation further. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success. Wa jazakum Allah khairan. That which I said that was correct is from Allah Azza wa Jal, and that which I said that is incorrect is from my own self and the shaitan, and Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger are innocent of that. Wa subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.